Well, the reason is we were having a discussion at home yesterday. I read on the weekend that Coming to America 2 is going to be released next year.
Yes.
1988, remember that? Mm. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, James Earl Jones was the father, John Amos was the other father. Yeah. Look, it was all right. It was a nice, lighthearted movie. I thought Trading Places was better, but anyway, they're bringing out a second one, and they're keeping a lot of the original cast, plus the new people like Wesley Snipes and Leslie Jones. But it's got us talking. Which movie's sequel was better than the original? Was Coming to America number one better than... Well, we don't know what number two is going to be like. Because often when you have a sequel, it's a dud. Now, Jaws 2, absolutely diabolical.
Yeah.
Diabolical. Yeah. However, Godfather 2, yay.
Well, I was saying this to Dave. I think, like, sometimes sequels are the worst thing that franchise can do, because there's so much hype about the first movie, you go and see it, and it's a cracker movie. The second one doesn't live up to the expectation.
Okay, well, I've done a bit of a poll this morning. Shall I go through some of them?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Okay, well, everyone says Terminator 2, Judgment Day, is better than the first one.
I think that's because of the special effects were leaps and bounds better than the original.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Now, people are saying Aliens. I can't remember Alien 1. It's Sigourney Weaver. Is Aliens 2 better?
Actually, I think, yeah, I would say that. So I didn't even think about Alien, to be honest. Yeah, that and Predator. Predator also.
Right.
Superman 2.
Oh, yes.
Without a doubt.
There's another one there that's a big one for me, and that'd be The Empire Strikes Back. So much better than the original.
That was in there. In fact, I like the first three Star Wars better than the whole rest of them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think most true Star Wars fans do.
I've never watched a full movie of Star Wars ever.
What?
No.
This is my pain, Luke.
We've spoken
really?
About it. Yeah. No, just can't get into it. No, sorry.
Oh.
Here's one for you.
The heart shatter.
For the first time in years.
Speechless is he.
But I don't know. Some sequels probably just fall over flat, I think, when it comes to trying to back up the original.
This is one that that I reckon you will go for straight away. Yeah. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's a sequel.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So much better than the European Vacation
Chevy Chase
one.
Is pretty good, yeah.
Okay, what about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Oh, of course, yes. Didn't even think about that one.
Hey, how good was that?
Oh, actually, The Mummy. The Mummy as well.
Okay, and people are saying Toy Story 2. I've seen all the Toy Story. My son Jacob is exactly the same age as Andy, so we've grown up with it. As my son grown up, we've watched Andy grow up.
Toy Story 2?
Yes.
Who would have thought that had come out of your mouth,
1-333-53. Let's talk about sequels. When the sequel is better than the original.
Yeah, and I'll take a poll. I'd love to know what your listeners think this morning.
All right, we'll take your call up in just a moment. 1-333-53. Jane Dave for breakfast. Luke Boner on the night shift tonight on the Triple M Network. Thank you, Lukey. Appreciate your time, mate.
There you go.
Looking pretty good today for Mackay with Sunday Storms later on in the week. Details next here at Triple M.